Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. We are joined today by Matt Herr, who is the senior director of youth hockey and also with the Industry Growth Fund with the National Hockey League. We're down here in Florida during USA Hockey's winter meetings, and so Matt, you're no stranger to these events. Welcome.
No, thank you. It's great to be here, Harry, and obviously to see all the familiar faces, and it's fun to come down and watch all the change and, you know, the issues get talked about.
Because like I said, you know, I kind of alluded to it a little bit. I mean, you're no stranger to coming to these meetings. You used to work with USA Hockey. You were with the one of the regional managers with the American Development Model. Can you just talk a little bit about your time with USA Hockey, and in particular, talk a little bit about the American Development Model and where you've seen it come? We're now into the pretty much getting ready to celebrate the 10th anniversary.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I think it's had the largest effect on hockey in probably any country as far as making change and starting, you know, on a good path for U.S. hockey, and we've seen the results of it, which is fun. We've seen gold medals, you know, everything from the top, but more importantly, we're seeing growth in our game. We're seeing kids stay in the game. I remember when it was first introduced, you know, and it's not just cross-ice hockey, and I'll kind of get to that, but as far as, you know, what the original change and everybody thought it was making that change in cross-ice hockey. And for us, from the National Hockey League perspective, it's about keeping kids in the game, and that's one thing. So the ADM, as much as it's touted as player development, it's also about retention of players and allowing them to have fun and enjoy the game that you and I love so much. And some of the things that I've seen besides the cross ice is, you know, obviously the progression that we've made on body contact and hitting. You know, we've seen that kind of change a little bit from blow up hits, the old Scotty Stevens hits that we used to talk about when they come across the middle and destroy somebody. Now it's about where your body position is. And the ADM has had a drastic effect on all that. I know Kevin McLaughlin and Ken Martell kind of brought that on from their trips over to Sweden and Finland. And, you know, to have an open mind about the changes that the game needs to make is humongous. And, you know, I think 10 years in with the American Development Model, it's had a huge impact on, you know, all of that we as the NHL now look at and say, hey, this is really helping our game progress. And it's causing more interest in our game, which is what we want in the end. We don't want to shrink. We want to grow. And a lot of other sports are having trouble with that growth. And I think hockey and lacrosse are one of the few that are really starting to take off.
So could you speak to, obviously the NHL is not only a big supporter of the American Development Model and USA Hockey on many levels, not only from, they give a lot of money to USA Hockey and a lot of just support. Can you speak a little bit about how the NHL and the brass at the NHL, how they view how far the American Development Model has come over the years?
Yeah, I think as far as, you know, the progression of it, and, you know, obviously it starts with the NTDP program and kind of putting players in the NHL. But for us in the Industry Growth Fund and Commissioner Bettman and, you know, Bill Daly, it gets down to, hey, what are we doing to change the game? What are we doing to make it safer? What are we doing to bring more kids into it? Because obviously, when you look at the ADM, yes, it's about player development, but it's also about making the situation, you know, we always talk about age-appropriate training. That's a big buzzword in the American Development Model. And when you look at age-appropriate training, what does that do? You know, if you're a seventh grader, you're taking the right things. You're being taught at the right pace, and that's what the ADM is all about. And for the NHL and for the commissioner and everything, that creates more hockey fans because those players fall in love with our game. You know, I remember when I was coming in with USA Hockey, the big stat was how many 12-year-olds we were losing. And as the NHL, you look at it and say, well, geez, if the kid can't get to 12, he's never going to come back and buy a hot dog or a, you know, beer when he's 45 and has a family. He's not going to want to bring his family to a National Hockey League game. And I think for our owners, for the Players Association, the ADM has had a big impact on kind of how people feel about our game.
So is it safe to say that the NHL looks at this as money well spent so far?
Yes, I think so. I think it definitely is. And I'm glad because I was obviously an ADM regional manager. And I think that what's great about the regional managers is they're out in the field. You know, a lot of times, whether it's, the NHL or USA Hockey, you make these rules, you make these changes, and, you need to be in the field. And that's the one thing with my new job with the National Hockey League. I appreciated my time with the ADM when you're in places like Messina, New York, or, Depew, Buffalo, or you go into Mahwah, New Jersey. People are like, well, where's that? And, now that I've lived that and been on the ground and seen some of the issues that, these people deal with, sometimes you make rules and all of a sudden you look around and you say, man, that may not have impacted the way we thought it would. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge role of, why with the NHL and, they're adding more ADM regional managers because of the impact that they've had on our game.
Absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about your role with the Industry Growth Fund, what it is and how it impacts hockey at the grassroots level?
Yep. So the Industry Growth Fund was negotiated in the last collective bargaining agreement between the owners and the Players Association. And it's funny, the Players Association was, very much behind this. And obviously the owners have really appreciated and they're gung-ho about it now. They've seen the effects. And it's a true partnership. In a lot of areas, people laugh because you always see the Players Association and the National Hockey League negotiating and fighting and things you see in the media. But this is we're both the owners and the league and the players see eye to eye where, they want to see growth of the game. So the Industry Growth Fund is this pool of money that was basically set aside by the owners and the players in order to concentrate on growth. Mm-hmm. And it's been a great result, and obviously, we're hoping, and I think the players do as well, that it'll be included in the next CBA as negotiations are starting to take place now. But some of the programs that are included include EverFi and kind of the future goals, where they're going into schools, they're putting street and ball hockey into places. The Learn to Play program, which put over 35,000 players into the game last year with the help of USA Hockey and Hockey Canada. So these are all partnerships. And the Industry Growth Fund, we don't live in a myopic bubble, but we're trying to make sure that we're getting the boots on the ground and the people that are actually executing the program and what their opinions are. But it's been a huge success in the growth, and we're looking forward in the coming years to following it and hopefully increasing its impact.
Because you think about hockey, it's the ultimate team game, and this is a great example of the team effort that's put forth not only from the National Hockey League, the headquarters in New York, but also USA Hockey, and then all the member clubs who all have people who are out there, like you said, boots on the ground.
Yeah, and you know what, the 31 NHL teams have committed to this. They've seen the benefit of it, and obviously with any new project, it's slow in the making. But I think now we're off and running, and we still have so many things that we haven't, been able to touch yet. And, there's so many ideas out there, and, we're kind of looking at it as a shark tank now where people have great ideas. We want to hear them, especially if it's impacting growth and, the future of our game. As you saw with the American Development Model, I think the IGF has had another drastic effect, and, you can see it in basic numbers of the stats of where kids are. So we look forward to seeing the future of kind of the impact that this has. You always can't measure it instantaneously, right?
Right.
So it's kind of what is the long-term effect, and it's going to be exciting to see as we move forward here.
And then just lastly, obviously you played a big role in getting the American Development Model to where it is right now. One of the many extremely talented, dedicated regional managers who we're so fortunate to have. Where do you see USA Hockey and the American Development Model going?
So I think the future right now, lies in, they're concentrating on body contact and, other aspects of the game. But in the end, if you improve and those guys and girls are in the field, one of the areas that we're concentrating on right now with the National Hockey League is the growth of the female game. If you look at our population, it's 51% in the United States and in the world of females. And if we're only at 30% of our game being female fans or female participants, which is even lower, how do we increase that? So I think whether, you know, you've seen it in kind of the hiring of new EDM managers in the female space. So this is a very untapped market. Even though the growth has been phenomenal, I think we're only at the tip of the iceberg of where we can go with, you know, female hockey and also our female fans with the National Hockey League.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's exciting times, and obviously, once again, it's a great partnership between the National Hockey League and USA Hockey, and obviously you play a huge role in that. So thanks for taking the time, and thanks for everything that you do.
No, thanks for having me on, and we look forward to continuing this partnership and keep moving the game forward.
Great. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.